You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Recently, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters proposed a new members' bill to be placed in the ballot, which aims to remove diversity, equity and inclusion, or DEI, targets in the public sector. The bill would amend the Public Service Act, which Peter and New Zealand First voted for when in a coalition government with the Labour Party in 2020. Peter's aims with this bill is to remove what he refers to as woke left-wing social engineering and diversity targets in the public sector. For a weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp, I spoke to her about this bill and what the party thinks of this bill. We also spoke about the recent Infrastructure Investment Summit, as well as three of the original Whānau Order commissioners losing their contracts.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, well, a Māori tikanga advisor in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade has a skill set that cannot be taught. It is not rocket science that their own experiences as Māori equips them better for the job. New Zealand First politics are nothing short of desperate identity politics over shelving real issues facing the bulk of the nation. We have the equivalent of the whole city of Hamilton on the benefit, 210,000 up 12% since February last year. This government is dropping the ball on the promises it made Aotearoa.
Politicians indicating support for the bill say they believe in meritocracy and quality over identity politics. What are your thoughts on these claims?
Well, Te Pāti Māori don't support those claims. I mean, at the end of the day, like we said, it is a priority for Māori to have Māori in those key roles, and identity is very important to the way that these roles can be supported, and nobody can out-support a Māori, you know, a Māori that is connected to these roles. And they come with, like I said, with wavering expertise on their cards.
You have touched on this previously, but if this bill were to be picked out of the ballot and voted on, how would Te Pāti Māori vote?
Well, at the end of the day, we wouldn't support it unless there was a very clear identity around Māori and the expertise that Māori bring. At the end of the day, we want to ensure that Māori are looked after, and that Māori have the ability to showcase, you know, the strength of having Māori tikanga advisors in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Moving on to our second topic, last week we saw the government's Infrastructure and Investment Summit occur, which was attended by investors worth a total of $6 trillion, with government ministers showcasing their portfolios for investment opportunities. What are Te Pāti Māori's thoughts on the summit and using the international private sector to fund, in this case specifically, infrastructure projects?
Well, first of all, we just want to say that it was really disappointing news to hear that Māori once again had to fight to get a seat at the table at the summit last week when the Māori economy is outgrowing the national trajectory at faster rates. The other thing is, you know, Māori businesses, we have strength, and the Māori economy is now valued at over $126 billion, and our businesses are ready to engage in co-investment opportunities that benefit not just Māori, but all New Zealanders. Māori have really key strategic partnerships, and Māori organisations bring more than financial value to the table. We bring intergenerational thinking, sustainable practice, and a deep commitment to whānau and whenua. You know, also with sustainable ethical investment, any investment must align with Māori tikanga, respect our whenua, and deliver long-term benefits for our people and communities. The government support, it's encouraging to see the government recognising the role of Māori in the investment landscape, but we need ongoing commitment to ensure Māori businesses have fair access to capital. Future is Māori, and on future of Māori investment, this is about more than just money. It's about ensuring Māori have a strong voice in the economic future of Aotearoa. We welcome investment, but it must be done in partnership with respect to tikanga and kaua and shared benefits.
Now, a small handful of protesters were present outside the summit. Action Station's Grace Newton says the summit acts as a privatisation expo that would not benefit New Zealand. What are your thoughts on these claims and this protest action as a whole?
Well, like we said, at the end of the day, this is about the future of Māori. Māori are trajectorying higher than others, and we want to be able to be at the table to make decisions around the long-term sustainable future of Māori.
Moving on to our final topic here, three of the original Whānau Order commissioners, the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency, Te Pūtahitanga o Te Waipounamu and Pacifica Futures, have recently been informed by Te Puni Kōkiri, the Ministry of Māori Development, that their contracts, which they have held for around 10 years, would not be renewed. How are Te Pāti Māori feeling about this development?
Oh, we're absolutely devastated for our Māori partners and for the Whānau Water Commissioning Agency. This is the dream of Hurangi Tarianaturia and Ta Mason Jury. And what Te Puni Kōkiri have essentially done is really disestablish 20 years of mātauranga, 20 years of partnerships, 20 years of working with whānau. And we don't believe that the comment from TPK are strong enough. I mean, they said that there was meant to be a review anyway, so they just, you know, it's time of changing of the guards. Well, that's not acceptable because there's whānau at the helm of these decisions. 10,000 whānau are now affected. Who is going to pick up the mantle of looking after these whānau? 120 plus providers across the North Island. You know, that's a lot of relationship built up over the last 20 years, and now it's just gone.
What repercussions would you say we might expect with these developments with whānau order?
I think the first repercussion will be who looks after whānau. Now, these whānau have built up trusted relationships across the motu with their partners. It's not about partner order, it's about whānau order. And our whānau should always be put at the centre of the decisions. We don't feel that's been done at all. And that'll be the first repercussion. The next repercussion will be jobs. You know, at the moment, it's looking at 600-plus jobs on the line. But as you start to dismantle the layers of whānau ora, there will be more jobs at stake. And this government has has been about, cutting jobs. They don't look after families, and these are some of the most skilled workers that have looked after the front line of our communities when you look at what happened during the COVID pandemic.
Despite the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency and these other organisations losing the bid, what are you hoping comes out of all of this?
Oh, look, we'd hope that TPK changed their minds and retract their decision, because actually this is not good enough. And actually, this is, I actually think the role, the job of Te Puni Kōkiri should be, or should have been, about ensuring that the commissioning agency didn't lose the contract. I mean, it's not built, the decision isn't about performance. I mean, they are the most highly audited policy organisations across the country. They have had multiple audits, none of them they have failed, yet they're not good enough to continue the delivery of whānau order services to our whānau. That's not on.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp on the New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters anti-DEI Members Bill, the Infrastructure Investment Summit, and the recent changes regarding whānau order.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.